And I think it's always good to have both sides of the story. And I keep saying I'm a rev head from way, way back. I love my motor racing and I'm very excited about the V8 supercars coming to Newcastle later this year. But again, also, they're not going to be racing past my front door. And I don't live where the track is being built. And that brings with it a load of inherent problems. Great to have Dr. Peter Saul having a chat to us this morning about the health risks regarding the V8 supercars. Peter, good morning. And I didn't realise till now, but you're a bit of a rev head as well, an ex-rally driver.
Yeah, in England, years ago, I reached national status. So I think I share with you the excitement about car racing and even bringing it to Newcastle, I'm excited about too. I just don't think racing it 3 metres past the front doors of people is such a great idea.
It's a real catch-22, isn't it? Because I was saying in the run-up to it, I love street circuits, I love city circuits, and I've got to say, behind Monaco, this will be a beautiful circuit. I can just imagine the helicopters panning along the beaches and nobbies. But realistically, we need to look at the effect it's going to have on people who are living in the city area, not just for the weekend or the week leading up to the race, but the run-up to it as well. What are some of the health risks that residents could be subjected to?
Well, among them is lots of all the amenity you're talking about. Most of the parks are going. On almost all the street trees, including on Wharf Road. So anybody who's used to doing exercise or being outdoors in that area is just basically going to lose their park. So there's a hectare of concrete to go down in a park to make the pit lanes. All of the trees that were planted for the Queen's visit in 1988 are all going. So a massive loss of amenity. That's not just for local residents, that's for people who come. But we're also concerned about sound. People are estimating at the moment that there may be 32,000% too much noise in people's front rooms for them to be able to safely be there when the race is on. And we're also worried, obviously, about other impacts. We're worried that an elderly population are being trapped inside the track and we have no idea how they're going to get in and out. And we have, well, I think the major problem is nobody's told us any answers to any of these questions.
Well, that was going to be my first question. What have you been told?
Well, as you're probably aware, this was all put through Parliament last week without any consultation having happened. So they haven't even appointed somebody to talk to us at this stage. So it has been done entirely without any input. They've done no modelling of sound or pollution or fire danger or how the fire engines are getting in or how we deal with somebody who has a heart attack while they're here. So none of that has been, as far as we know, none of that has been addressed.
Is there a place for a street circuit in the Newcastle CBD?
Well, look, like you, I'm a fan of street racing because it's so vivid and real, although obviously it models very bad behaviour for young people, so I'm not confident. But my own view is the sustainable future for racing is, in fact, more circuit-based. And there is a circuit, as you probably know, being built just nearby in Raymond Terrace, and I'm hoping that at some point we'll all see sense and actually start putting the car racing somewhere where it can safely be managed.
I suppose the big problem is, just going back to what we're talking about, if you're not getting answers to questions, that's not good. And we know how fast time flies. I would have thought that they would have been really the first questions to be answered for residents and more broadly, businesses in the CBD.
Well, we haven't heard much from the businesses, but they're going to lose out very badly. I mean, cars are probably going to have to stop at about Derby Street, so anywhere beyond there, people can't get into. We think the local general practice will close, our local shop will close. Probably we'll lose 15 restaurants as well because they just can't get anything in and out during this 4 days. But prior to that, access is a huge issue because between April and December 31st, Newcastle East has been declared a construction zone. They've cancelled all the surf events. We've lost our local market. They've cancelled all the pop festivals and stuff because it's just inaccessible for that period of time. So it's not just the race. There's actually a whole period of 2,500 trucks of bitumen got to arrive. So they have to basically close down the East End. I'd urge your readers to stay. Come until Easter and after that, just don't come. It's too hard.
Is it a case of short-term pain for long-term gain? Because once this is all done, and it's planned to be a yearly event, this infrastructure is in place, so the effect will be much, much, much less in the following years.
No, they have to relay the track every year, so that's not the case. And it's also the setup and takedown periods are weeks, not days. So we will lose, the people of Newcastle will lose Newcastle East as an amenity for quite long periods every single year. So I don't think anybody could say this is just 4 days out of somebody's life. It's actually, in the first instance, 8 months, and in the second instance, probably 2 or 3 months of every year.
Well, a lot of questions still be answered. Peter, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Okay, you're welcome.
So there you go. Obviously, it's tough for Peter, an ex-rally driver who loves his motorsport, but weighing up the pros and the cons, it's a problem that's not going to go away anytime soon. 28 to 11.